This is the BBC World Service, and now, Play of the Week. If you listen to last week's play, Timberlake Werton Baker's Our Country's Good, you'll know that the convicts from the penal colony in Sydney, Australia, were rehearsing a play that was currently in performance on the stage in England, The Recruiting Officer, by the Irish dramatist George Farquhar. Now, here is a chance to hear the complete play in a new production from World Service Drama. George Farquhar is an important English dramatist, one of the pioneers in the development of lifelike, naturalistic speech on stage. His best plays are much more than simply witty comedies of manners. The Recruiting Officer is both satirical and humorous. It's a play in which human resourcefulness triumphs over chance and social restriction. We present The Recruiting Officer.
The Recruiting Officer, Scene 1, in which Sergeant Kite of Her Majesty Queen Anne's Grenadiers pursues his recruiting duties in the market town of Shrewsbury in the year of our Lord, 1704.
If any gentlemen, soldiers or others have a mind to serve Her Majesty Queen Anne and pull down the French king, if any apprentices have severe masters, any children have undutiful parents, if any servants have too little wages, or any husband too much wife, yes, let them repair to the noble Sergeant Kite at the sign of the Raven in this good town of Shrewsbury, and they shall receive present relief and entertainment. Gentlemen! I don't beat my drum here to ensnare any man. For you must know, gentlemen, that I am a man of honour. Besides, I don't beat up for common soldiers. No, I list only grenadiers. Pray, gentlemen, observe this cap. This is the cap of honour. It dubs a man a gentleman. And he that has the good fortune to be born 6 foot high was born to be a great man. Sir, will you give me leave to try this cap upon your head?
Is there no harm in... Won't the cap enlist me?
No, more than I can. Come, let me see how it becomes you.
It smells of sweat and brimstone. Pray, Sergeant, what writing is this upon the face of it?
The crown, or the bed of honour.
And what may be that bed of honour?
Oh, a mighty large bed. 10,000 people may lie in together and never feel one another.
My wife and I would do well to lie in, for we don't care for feeling one another. But do folks sleep sound in this same bed?
Aye, so sound that they never wake, brother.
Brother? Hold there, I'm no kindred to you that I know of. Look here, Sergeant, no coaxing, no wheedling. If I have a mind to list, why so? If not, why 'tis not so? Therefore, take your cap and your brothership back again, for I ain't disposed of this present writing.
I coax? I wheedle? I'm above it, sir, 'tis base. So I must say that never in my life have I seen a man better built. How firm and strong he treads. But I scorn to wheedle any man. Come, honest lad, will you take share of a pot?
Nay, for that matter, I'll spend my penny with the best he that wears a head.
Give me a hand, then. And now, gentlemen, I have no more to say but this. Here's a purse of gold, and there is a tub of ale at my quarters. 'Tis the Queen's money and the Queen's drink. I hope, gentlemen, you won't refuse the Queen's health. Huzzah, then! Huzzah for the Queen! And the owner of Shropshire!
Scene 2, in which Captain Plume, our recruiting officer and Sergeant Kite's superior, arrives in Shrewsbury from urgent business in London.
4 o'clock. At 10 yesterday morning, I left London. 120 miles in 30 hours is pretty smart riding, but nothing to the fatigue of recruiting. Boy!
Captain?
Stable my horse.
Aye, Captain.
Welcome to Shrewsbury.